after we lost Dan, we sold a load of t-shirts, so we had lots of money, and it was off the back of that. Then we thought we need to get this money injected into some sort of charity, so we built the Danine Charitable Fund. And then lo and behold, we decided, oh, let's do a 24-hour cycle event. So we did it 1 year during when it was the no TT because of COVID. And after that, everyone's like, when do you do the next one? It was like, oh gosh. So then we've just snowballed into having an event each year, which is nice. So we split the funds between the Danine Charitable Fund and the Children's Centre. Yeah, it's just a top charity, really. So go on, Jane.
Yeah, we're delighted. Children's Centre delighted to be involved with the Danine Charitable Trust. For us, it's a great way to earn some extra money, which is needed. The Children's Centre is wholly funded. It's a wholly funded charity, no government funding. So to be able to deliver those services, we need to fill the gaps in our income. And this is a fabulous way to be associated with such a respectable charity on the island, whilst also raising much needed funds.
Have you had anyone who's done the 24 hours on their own, as in not in a team?
Oh yeah, we've had many. Yeah.
And if you could give advice to riders who are doing it for the first time and they are going to do the 24 hours, what would your advice to them be?
It's not a race, it's an endurance. It's actually just pacing yourself, what you can achieve hour on hour, just pushing yourself that little further. But it is for the full 24 hours. And that might mean you push yourself during the day, sleep for a few hours at night, and then get up early and do it in the morning. It's that 24 hours and actually being able to compete and do as many laps as you can.
And how does it feel for you creating this event and seeing how popular it's become, and not only that, but seeing how much the local community benefits from something you've created?
Oh, obviously it's fantastic, isn't it? You know, it's a great event in Dan's memory, so that's always really nice. And, you know, we end up chatting about Dan and how much Dan wouldn't have done it, or, you know, things like that. With regards to the funds that we raise within the Danine Charitable Fund, it goes to things that Dan's used before as well. So seeing, like, you know, the new scoops out on the TT track, the new orange first aid boxes with Dan's sticker on it, yeah, it's really, really good, yeah, you know, and people are so generous in helping us keep on moving forward with regards to helping people. It's really good.